This week's Torah reading is called Ekev, which means because of. And the Torah starts saying, because you will fulfill my commandments, I will, says God, keep my covenant with you, and so on. And the Torah itself has many, many commandments in this particular reading. One of them, just one of them, is called in Hebrew, Dveikus. Dveikus means attachment, to join, so to speak, God. The Torah says, you will attach to me, so to speak, God, you will join me. And our sages ask the obvious question, how can you attach yourself to God? Like, I'm material and he's spiritual. What are you talking about? And the sages answer, you have to emulate God. Just as he visits the sick, as we know, that he visited Avraham Avinu, our forefather, when he did the circumcision, God visited him. So you should go and visit the sick. That means act like he acts. And he buries the dead. Now we know that he buried Moshe Rabbeinu when he passed away. Therefore, you should go and work on this and bury your dead and so on. You have to emulate God's actions. That's what it means to attach yourself to him. Be like him. Behave like him. Now, there's one detail that apparently we cannot emulate of his behavior, which is we know that God creates the world constantly through his words. This is what the Torah says. God said, let there be light, so there was light. Let there be a heavens, there was heavens, and so on. He spoke and created the world. How can we actually emulate this? Do our words actually create worlds? The answer is no. It's an obvious no. However, our words can have an effect in the world. How do we see this? So I'm going to bring two teachings of two great sages of different times, different places in the world, that actually explain to us how our words can have an effect on another person. The first one was called Rabbi Yaakov Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, he lived in France, year 1100s. He was a grandson of Rashi, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, great commentator in the Torah. Rabbeinu Tam was a great, great sage. And he used to say one particular phrase, words that come from the heart reach the heart, and they have an effect in the heart, in the other one's heart. So if you just talk and those words don't really come from you, they're just talking and so on, that's not going to reach the heart. That's not going to have an effect in the other person. In other words, it's not going to create something in the other person. However, if you talk from your heart, words that come from the heart actually penetrate the other one's heart, and they have an effect in the other one's heart. That's one idea by Rabbeinu Tam. Another idea, Rabbi Moshe Alshich. Rabbi Moshe Alshich was a student of the Arizal. We're talking about the year around 1500s in Eretz Israel, in Tzfas, in the north of the land of Israel. He wrote quite a few things. He was a great sage. He's one of the few sages that when a person talks about him, he says the Alshich HaKodesh, the Holy Alshich, Moshe Alshich. There are all a few, like the Arizal HaKodesh, the Orachaim HaKodesh, the Shalom HaKodesh, whatever. He's one of those very few that are considered holy people. And he wrote a commentary to, actually, the previous Parsha, when the Torah talks about the love of God. And one of the ideas he brought when talking about, the love of God and different commandments that appear in the Shema Israel, in this particular piece of Torah, in Parshas Vayeshanan, the Torah says over there, Veshinantam Levanecha, you should teach your children, that's the regular translation people use, you should teach your children the words of Torah and so on. But the way that the Torah brings that particular commandment of teaching, it's a very special way. It doesn't say, as it says in other places, Ulemadetem Oisam, you should teach them actually. Limud means learning. You should learn with your children, you should teach your children and so on. It says Veshinantam Levanecha. What's the word Veshinantam? The word Veshinantam comes from the word Shinun. Leshanen means to repeat. You will repeat and repeat and repeat and say it so many times until they actually understand it. They have it clear in their mind. And that's what it means to teach your children. However, here comes the commentary of Rav Moshe Alshich. He says something very interesting. Veshinantam Shinun doesn't only mean to repeat once and again and so on. Shinun comes from the word sharpness. When something is shanun, it means that it's sharp. And the Alshich connects this idea with a verse in Tehillim, in Psalms. The verse says, Chitzei Giber Shnunim, that the arrows of a mighty person are actually very sharp. What does that mean? When you take a bow and you actually want to throw an arrow in some place, the more you take the arrow back, the more you take the arrow towards your heart, the further it's going to go. And the deepest is going to penetrate in somebody else, if you want to throw an arrow, and so on. So the Alshich HaKodesh explains that Veshinantam Levanecho means, what does it mean to teach your children? It's not just talk about something, it's not just repeat it, it's more than that. It has to be very deep in your heart, and the deepest it is in your heart, the deepest is going to reach the other one's heart. So we see that the words actually do have an effect in the world. Our words have an effect in the world, and with our words, we have to learn to emulate, as we learn in this particular parashah, Bo Yisidvak, we have to attach ourselves, join God, emulate Him. How do you do it with your words? The deeper they are in your own heart, the deeper the effect is going to be on somebody else.